Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m. at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs and heavy breeds. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, new technology is available for sorghum farmers that offers superior grass control against grasses like green foxtail, crabgrass, and more. I had the opportunity to catch up with Britt Bean, Director of Agronomy for the United Soybean Checkoff at the Red River Crops Conference, and he said two products are ready for producers to try.
These new technologies that are now fully available that will give us over-the-top grass control in sorghum. So we looked at and discussed the Enzyme sorghum, which is a Corteva product. Now, there's not going to be really much of that seed available this next year. It'll just be still looked at more as demos. But there will be quite a bit of the iGrowth and what we call Double Team sorghum. iGrowth is being sold by Advanta, and then the herbicide is being sold by UPL. It's called Imiflex, or Mazamox is the chemical name. You may be familiar with that as Beyond in wheat or Raptor in soybeans. But that particular product will give you either soil activity, so you can use it potentially, or you could use it post for grass control. The other one is the Double Team. That's S&W product or Sorghum Partners. That seed's going to be more limited. So if you want to try the Double Team seed, get a hold of your S&W Sorghum Partner dealer pretty soon and see if you can get some of that seed to try.
Since these products are brand new, some sorghum seed availability will be limited.
Yeah, I mean, I think the iGrowth seed, there should be probably plenty of that available. So that shouldn't be hard to get, I don't think. It does come in several maturities, so I think you can find what fits you. And then the Double Team, that is going to be tighter supply. I think you should be able to get seed, but maybe to get the one you really want may be a little more difficult this first year.
Also new in the sorghum world is a new variety of waxy sorghum.
Yeah, what the Sorghum Checkoff has been doing the last 3 or 4 years, we've been trying to look at what we can do to add value to sorghum. Well, waxy sorghum is one way to potentially do that. And the reason is waxy sorghum has a higher percentage of amylopectin, which is a type of starch, compared to conventional. Conventional sorghum has 75% amylopectin, 25% amylose. The waxy is like 95% amylopectin. Well, that's actually a favorable trait for some end users. One of the end users is what's called the baijiu, the alcohol market in China. It's a huge market, actually. They like waxy sorghum. And so the idea is grow waxy sorghum, get a premium for it, and then sell it to that market. So that's the idea. Now, right now, the waxy sorghum hybrids that we're looking at that are commercially available, there is a yield penalty right now associated with that. So you got to be able to make that up on a premium.
Once again, that's Brent Bean, Director of Agronomy for the United Soybean Checkoff. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.